Billionaires
are good. Billionaires are good. Hello, Caleb.
Hey, Dave. You ready to get rich?
Yeah, man. I'm ready to fucking be rich, finally. Welcome to Billionaires Are Good, everybody. I'm Dave Ross.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Caleb Sinan.
And this is a comedy show about billionaires and how much we love them. Oh, we love them.
You know what I found out this week is that it's all about your mindset. If you got a billionaire mindset, you just get $1 billion. You just got to have that mindset, dude.
Oh, my God. How do I get that mindset? Do you know?
You just think about it.
You just decide that you're a billionaire and then you're a billionaire? Wow.
It's where, So
one day I'll decide. Yeah, me too. But maybe it's hard to decide when you're like a loser. Maybe we're losers, you know? And Elon Musk is clearly such a... He's just such a winner, and he's hot, too, you know?
Hot, cool guy.
Good dad. great dad. Oh, man, I love him as a father, and so do all the mothers of his kids.
You ever hear about these people? They say they have a fear of success. What the hell's that about?
Yeah, you know idiots. I mean? Stupid. Lame pussies. Yeah, dude, you should... Like success, why would you be afraid of it? Imposter syndrome?
What is that?
Yeah, totally. You deserve everything. Everyone does.
Your species has imposter syndrome, right? It's just humans.
I don't know if I'm a beetle. I don't know. I don't I just don't think I'm a beetle. I don't know. I just I don't think I'm a cockroach. I don't think I belong in the oven. I don't think they want me in the oven. I don't think the other
all
cockroaches
the,
want me in
all
the
of
oven.
The cockroaches at 30 Rock are like, I just can't believe I'm in SNL. I'm a beetle.
Amazing.
No, it doesn't. It's surreal. You
know? I know. I mean, the thing is, like, yeah. So, like, I was obviously, I was just one of hundreds of millions of rats in New York City. And I grew up in a sewer. And, you know, sewer was such a regular sewer, it didn't even have a name, you know? And there's not even a name of the town that I came from except for the New York City sewer. And I have 15,000 siblings and over...
I'm the youngest.
I am, yeah, and I am a middle child. Maybe you can believe it. And 1,500 of my brothers and sisters died in a rat king in 1989. And... yeah, but I mean, if you, this is what I tell every other rat. If you want to be an SNL rat, you just got to believe that you're an SNL rat. And, you know, just every day you got to go out there and you got to steal food from pizza places with the mindset that one day you'll be stealing food from really expensive pizza places. And, you know, I just feel like I don't see what the problem is.
Dude,
I also recommend cocaine. Love cocaine as a rat. As a rat.
I wish rats had Twitter. All the tweets starting with as a rat, you know?
As a rat. I gotta say, I'm really liking what this Donald Trump guy is saying.
He signs an if rats could vote, he would have already had an executive order he signed with like 1,000 rats behind him.
Absolutely, dude. Man, did you fucking know... God, this is so horrible. I was just like watching CNN today, which has become I know. It's like the way that I just, here's the thing I've come to accept about myself. I'm not going to try very hard to get news. And so in the past, I'm 42 and people can be like CNN, you know, it's biased on what all sides. People say CNN is biased and lame. And that is true. They're
biased and lame.
They're old Democrats, but I've told myself for a long time I'm gonna get up in the morning and I'm gonna read Reuters. I'm gonna go to AP.com, and I've never done it once, man. I don't look at the news app on my phone. I don't read the paper, but what I can do is I can wake up and I can go to my HBO app and turn on CNN, and I just watch it. And I think it's really helping me. I am receiving. I wish it was BBC or Sky News or something. Though I will say, Ali has a Samsung TV, and when we move in together, I'm just gonna watch Sky News and BBC all the time. But watching those is really funny because Sky News will just be like very completely unbiased about Trump and just be like, this happened in America. And then like maybe an anchor will be like, holy shit. But then like for 15 minutes after that, you have to be like, a double-decker bus crashed into a lorry or whatever. And it's just like, it's just like, I don't, of course they're going to be giving European news. It's European news. But I like forget, and I want their perspective on America, but I don't care about what happens in London. Like, I don't care at all. Unless it's like pretty big. Totally. Oh, man.
It's funny. They have their little local.
Yeah, of course. I mean, why wouldn't they? And they have like just as many, you know, interpersonal problems on a micro basis as we do. I don't care. We're running out of beans. It's just like, who cares, dude?
Oh, your little England news. That's so funny. Just do the weather. Who cares?
Yeah, you know? Totally. It fucking sucks. It's fucking awful. That's the weather. Fuck! It's just Johnny Rotten. You don't know what a lorry is? It's a truck.
No, what is that? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Call it a truck.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm sure they're like, why don't you call it a lorry?
It's lorries or trucks. Come on.
Donald fucking Trump. Hey, this geezer. He's fucking trans this and immigrant. I don't give a fuck. Dude. Oh, yeah. So this was the thing. He, I didn't realize this, but he has like, I guess this is a known thing because they said it on CNN apropos of nothing, like it was just a known fact, that his strategy is to do so many unconstitutional things that some make it through. Like his advisors told him to do that. Shouldn't that be impeachable? If you're like, if you're like assistant, writes you an email that says, I think that you should commit crimes. And then you're like, oh, that sounds great. And then you do it. And I know it's not a crime to do something unconstitutional. It just gets rejected. But if you're the president, it should be a crime to do something unconstitutional.
I think it's just that he's the opposite of Nixon. So he'll be like, I'm getting ready for crime. It's a strategy. And like people go, oh, it's a strategy. We can't do that if it's a strategy. He's just having a good... But this week, it is so funny that he just throws out all this stuff, and then he'll go, never mind about that one.
Over and over again. Though it is like... I don't know. I mean, luckily, the courts are standing up to him, and that's great. And hopefully, that'll just keep going. But it is pretty relentless. He's like talking about... Like, today is supposed to be the last day of employment for USAID.
Yeah.
The organization that gives AIDS drugs to Africa.
Right.
Right? Like, I feel like it's an odd, you know?
You know. Africa, they had it too good for too long.
Yeah, totally.
Not enough of that.
I think Alabama should stop getting water. No more water for Alabama, Colorado, Washington State, and Maine. No more.
Dude, he did. He said he signed a thing today getting rid of paper straws. He was like, plastic's back.
Jesus fucking Christ. Could you imagine being such...
Does that need its own order?
No, dude. Well, none of these executive orders do anything. Even the one that's like, there are only two genders. It's like, so you just wrote a piece of paper that says a thing that can't be codified even? It's not even like he's saying... People who claim to be a gender they weren't at birth won't be recognized at school or at a hospital or in by government agencies. He's just saying there's only two. It's like literally like a tomato's a fruit and like Like, okay.
What if that worked? He signs the order, and then, like, Billie Eilish just suddenly has a dress on. She's like, what happened to my big pants?
Only two, Billy. That's... No more big pants for women are illegal now.
Yeah, totally. Women wear pants. Women wear dresses. Men wear pants.
Timothy Chalamet, only one project per year.
Yeah, exactly. You are making decisions based on just like what other people tell other people. No one is allowed to say that they like the musical Rent. No one can say it. It's not a good musical. I signed an executive order, and now I'm going to give this pen to a disabled child. Here it is.
If that's all he does, if it's just 4 years of him signing proclamations that don't do go anywhere, sick. Fine.
Great.
That's what he wants. He likes the desk. He likes the pen.
Totally.
He's having a good time.
Man, someone dug up a tweet from his first presidency about Elon Musk. Did you read that?
Oh, I remember
he hated him. I forgot. Yeah. Forgot how much he hated him, dude. Oh, boy.
I've heard that he has a thing, like, if you've loved him for a long time, he kind of thinks that's lame. So, like, he likes people that just started to like him the most, you know, because it makes it
like
feel
you're
like...
a kiss-ass if you like, yeah. Liked, wow.
But
damn,
if you
this...
liked him since 2015, he's like, kind of gay. I don't
yuck.
Like
yuck. Disgusting.
Yeah, bet, like Jeff Sessions, he's like, I'm sick of him.
That's incredible, dude.
No, it's very, very funny to me. What a insane thing.
What an insane time. I know.
Did you see Kanye's thing?
No, oh what God. Happened?
He tweeted like 300 times and didn't sleep all night, just tweeted throughout the night. And
what did it say?
Good stuff.
Good. All good? Wow. Good all good.
Good
wow.
stuff.
That's great. Yeah. I'm glad it's good. It's incredible.
Oh, man. He would just tweet. Just everything that was on his mind. Just you gotta do it, man. It's like a book. It takes you on a journey. And
perfect.
It was so bad that.
What did he say? Did he say, like, was it anti-Semitic?
Insane.
Anti-Semitic again?
Of course.
It was. Of fucking course. Hell. God
but
damn
then it.
It
was like he would get distracted. He'd start tweeting about, you know, his wife's titties, all kinds of shit. And, but it's the first time since Elon bought Twitter where I've seen a post be like, this violates our terms.
What do you say that violated terms?
I don't know. It wow. must have been bad. I haven't had time. It's been a travel day. I haven't had time to do a deep dive. But it's like, damn, Kanye. It
wow.
is hard to violate the terms. But...
Good work, pal. Holy moly, dude. Well, you know.
Hell of a week.
At least he's the most one of the most known figures in the world. At least there's that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah it's a
you
good,
know.
It's a good. Dude, your new computer kicks ass. This is great.
It does. The camera's great. The camera's so good. We switched off of the webcams that we bought for the podcast, which I'm thinking now might be pieces of shit. I'm not sure. They might be I think they might be pieces of shit, man. Cuz this is like I look beautiful.
You do. This is the
also
best
on camera.
Ever look, dude.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. I know. I look like shit in person. Absolute trash, man. The camera subtracts happy. Like 80 pounds and a bunch of lines in your face.
That old computer was weighing on you. Like you look light as a feather now. That's
oh, thank you. Thank you happy. Very much. Thank you, Caleb. Yeah.
Glowing.
I'm not. It's just my ring light.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. Also, I got a new backpack, so that's pretty exciting.
Oh, what'd you get?
Gray.
Oh, nice. It's fun being a guy.
I know. Everything's gray. Gray shirt, gray backpack. Wish I would make my dick gray if I could. Gray, old gray Dick Ross.
What are you doing with your new computer, gray dick? You what is your first thing you did?
With my gray dick?
Your new computer.
Oh, you called me gray dick. You broke up a little there for a second. So I thought you said, what did you do with your gray dick when you got it? What was the first thing you did?
You gotta tell me.
Yeah, man. I stuck it in a gray glory hole, I'll tell you that. And man, there's nothing over there. Never. with my computer, honestly, it's not very exciting. I just had to keep living my life. I'm like, all I'm doing now is looking for work.
Yeah.
Work sucks.
Work sucks.
Yeah, Blink-182 said it first and said it best, man.
It does, man.
It
Dude,
sucks.
I remember the first day I worked in my life, and it was like, what a horrible realization.
What a fucking nightmare. I know, me too.
Oh, man. Just one shift, I was like, oh, no.
I like, dude, my first day of any job ever, I was making sandwiches at Burger King. That was my job.
Sweet.
And I think the hardest realization for me that day was that Burger King is like a business where they're concerned with money.
Right.
Because to me, Burger King is fine, you know? And so this is true. I wasn't even thinking about it. I had lunch and I just assumed also, since I was getting paid like 1 to 2 cents a day, that that lunch was free. I'm at Burger King and I grabbed like a double cheeseburger off the rack, not even really thinking like these are made to order or these are like for customers or something. I just grabbed one and I was eating it. And then everyone was like whispering, looking at me. And then my boss came over and was like, did you just take that? And I was like, yes. And he was like, you can't do that. And I was like, really? And he was like, yeah, people pay for that. And I was like, so if I want something, I have to order it and pay for it. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, I work here. And he was like, totally. And I was like, okay. And like, you know, obviously adult me, it's very obvious. And that makes me seem like, kind of makes me seem like a rich kid. And I get it. I feel like that's saying it out loud, but I don't know. Like Burger King should be okay. Why does Burger King need my $4 when I work there? Why don't I get a free cheeseburger?
Right.
One a day that I work there for 8 hours getting paid nothing because I'm 15, dude. I don't know. Crazy.
I had a job in college. I worked at the Georgia Center at UGA. And since it was a college, I don't know what it was, but they would just be like, look, if you want to eat the food, just don't go create. Don't like take all like 3 steaks and shit, but take what eat whatever. Hmm. And I got real used to that. That was great.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
that's great.
It is insane. Like, how do I not get, man, Jimmy John's, they said free sandwiches, then it went to half off, then it went to 25% off, then it went to like a quarter off. It was just like, okay, I can't have a free cold sandwich.
Do you remember, Chad Ryden? You know Chad?
Oh, yeah, I love Chad.
Yeah, me too. He's, I think, in New Mexico now, and I still follow him, and he's great. For those who don't know, Chad ran alt comedy, non-club comedy, or I guess maybe not even alt or non-club, just sort of like indie comedy in Nashville for a long time. And he did this crazy fucking festival every year called the Broken Record Comedy Show for like 5 or 6 years, where every year they would break the world record for longest comedy show in history.
Yeah.
And it was, and he would, first they broke it by 2 days. It was a 4-day long comedy show that never stopped and had to always have 10 people in the audience. And then they broke it by 5 minutes every year. Anyway, he's a lot of fun. And now he's in New Mexico and he's just like tweeting shit that's like, fuck Trump. It's awesome. But he told me once, or maybe like someone else was telling, anyway, someone in his life, for their birthday, apparently Firehouse Subs, you get a free sub on your birthday.
Oh.
So they went to every Firehouse Sub like in Tennessee or some shit and then like froze them and only ate Firehouse Subs for like a month or two. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
And it's like
getting blood.
No shit. That's what I'm saying. Fuck. It's also determined in a way that I just will never be. Like, I wonder if that's the kind of energy that makes you Tony Hinchcliffe, you know? If you're just like, do you have, I don't know, like, do you have to, like, respond to every comment or go to every Firehouse Subs and be like, listen to my podcast. I don't know. I just don't think I'll ever have this level of determination. I don't think so.
I would have that idea and laugh and never do it.
Right. But totally.
What is that important for you to eat Firehouse Subs every day?
Are they that good? I don't think we've ever had one.
You can afford to drive all over the state.
Well, the other thing is, oh, yeah, I guess they're free. It's just like not like the working parts of a sub from Firehouse. Like, because that meat goes to two places, Firehouse Subs and prisons, for sure. And that's it. And so you buy bulk fucking Budig ham, and it's already, and then like cheap bread and like shitty lettuce. And yeah, it's probably cheaper than the gas you spent trying to get to all these sub places, you know?
Yeah, I don't, that's, I mean, that's fun, I guess, if you're, you know, doing a documentary, you're doing the right. Firehouse birthday documentary. But if you're just doing that for shits and giggles, that is going to wreak havoc on your ass is going to burn.
No shit, dude. Yeah, there's just no way. It's so processed, and it's like it's already been frozen for years, I bet. Years. Yeah, I bet you that ham, you know, was that pig was killed in 1965, and then it was like frozen, shot into space, and came back, and then fucking now you're eating it. Oh, boy. Whew. But then again, it's hard to make money. So
that is true. That you know? Is true. Well, let's there do it, that. Dude. Let's do it on your birthday.
Where the fuck are their Firehouse Subs? Are they just only in the South? I think I've seen one or two in my life on tour.
They're not bad. I mean, they're pretty good. I mean, it's a sandwich.
It's just like a Subway, right? It's like or maybe a little better.
I guess. I don't know. Are any of them good? Jersey Mike is good.
Mm.
Everything else is kind of tied for second to me. Jersey Mike kicks ass, though.
Jersey Mike's is good. Mike's Way rocks.
Yeah.
And also that bread is better. It's just better bread. That's true.
Yeah, it tastes like real bread.
What
like
the fuck is up with Subway? Why does it taste like that? It's like strange how bad Subway is.
Yeah, and I still get it. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what's wrong with me. Dude.
Well, I mean, it's better than...
being hungry, I guess.
Being hungry. Yeah. Well, a lot of things are better than being hungry, I guess. But, well, and I think it's also better than getting McDonald's, better for you. Like, if you're on the road, but you're not talking about on the road, are you? You're talking about in L.A.
I get it a lot on the Amtrak station because it's the only thing. It's either Subway or being hungry.
Right.
Or packing a lunch. I'm like, I don't have a lunchbox.
Or like microwaving an egg and cheese. Right. Yeah. Though I will say my buddy Nick, at some point when I was in like Philly or some shit, showed me, he was like, yo, in the gas stations in Pennsylvania, they have this thing that it's a cheeseburger that you microwave. And he was like, you got to try it. And he was right. It was so good, dude.
It was good?
It was some microwave. Yeah, I don't know. You toss it in for like 40 seconds and fucking hell, it was delicious, man. And then, yeah,
it's
sure. I had
just impossible.
For the entirety of 2010, I had diarrhea, of course.
Oh,
but like,
me too, dude. I remember 2010.
Unrelated. Yeah, totally. Yeah, I remember. We bonded over that year.
Oh, man. Not much has changed.
Diarrhea Dave, that's what they that's what they called me in Philadelphia. And I've never lived there. Never been there, but they call me that there.
Diarrhea Dave, yeah.
Diarrhea Dave, yeah.
It is funny. I wonder, do you have diarrhea your whole life? Like, are people in their 80s just being like, oh, shit.
I think people in their 80s definitely get diarrhea, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Because they're in their 80s and their body's just like, get it out.
Right. I've had it since I was like 5. It's just been nonstop.
Yeah, but you eat like shit, don't you?
Yeah, yes. Why? You think that's got something to do with it? I mean, I like fun.
I like fun too, man. But at a certain point, you know, you're what? You're like 26. You know, it's time you start being
better
good
now than I ever have. But I still, on the road, sometimes I won't eat great, you know.
Well, of course. And on the road, it's like hard. Because you don't afford, your brain, no matter how hard you try, is never going to be trained to afford for the amount of time it takes to do it on the road. Really. It's like extra time. And
I changed to the grilled chicken nuggets at Chick-fil-A, though. I'll get 30 grilled instead of 30 fried.
Oh, my God. The saddest sentence I've ever heard in my life, you know. Dude.
Yeah,
wow.
Dude, I heard that was good. That's good to do.
30? Are you kidding?
No, 30's good. You get full.
No, I understand the logic. It's
they're
just a lot
nuggets.
Of...
They're little nuggets.
Oh, they're little, and they're grilled?
Yeah, grilled nuggets. I'll get the 30 grilled. Dude.
They probably just have a line painted on them and they're microwaved, right? Like I feel like there's no way that that's not what it is.
Do you think they would tell me if I asked, if I go, is it real? Is this real?
I mean, I don't think anyone who works at Chick-fil-A knows. They're too busy praying to Jesus Christ.
It is funny. Somehow I guarantee you that somehow in a lot of people's heads that it's a little better for you
because like, it's God based.
Yeah,
it's
it's not as much seed oil. It's not right. as bad for you.
Right. Yeah. Is that a Christian thing that seed oils are bad for you? If I do think it's interesting. Like, yeah, if you bless. Wow. It is interesting that we've reached a point in history where like, because it used to be that if you were Christian, then you thought thinking about nutrition made you gay or something, and that was bad.
Yeah. And it was like a lack of faith. You didn't have enough faith.
I see.
You know?
Right.
You should be grateful for this. I think a lot of Christian families were like, you're going to eat this, and
right.
it's
going to be grateful.
Yeah.
We made this chicken with our bare hands, and you're not going to say no to that. I chopped this pig's head off right over there.
Dude, my parents would, if you didn't finish your dinner, all the food you got till, so that was your breakfast, and now you're going to eat it tomorrow.
Wow.
If you don't eat it for breakfast tomorrow, that's your lunch tomorrow. So
holy
better,
shit.
You will eat this. We will not throw anything away. And as an adult, it's hard to.
But you told me that they always gave you a bowl of shit with every meal. Right.
Well, you had to learn. You had to learn to be grateful.
And you had to eat your bowl of shit. Yeah. And you had to pray. Yeah. It is so funny. It's like, yeah, I don't know. Obviously, like all kinds of people believe in all kinds of shit. But it's just so funny to be a company like Chick-fil-A and be open about your religion at all. Like I just...
And to have the number one, I mean, they're clearly hiring the most gay people of any company. I mean, it's like
right.
such an interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
You know, and you're just like, okay.
All well, right. yeah. Especially if you're Christian, like in the eyes right. of a Orthodox Christian, everyone on earth is gay.
Dude, in the eyes of me, too. You know what I'm saying?
In the eyes of, like, an afraid American man, everyone is gay. I didn't even... Dude, I was watching A Few Good Men, and then he gave that whole, you know, what'd he say? You can't handle the truth speech. My dick moved a little. I had to move to fucking California, buddy. I was no longer myself.
That is a thing that's mm-hmm. fun to learn as a kid, is where you're like, whoa. And it's like, well, sometimes your dick is just going to jump around.
Totally.
Not based on, you know, it moves in your sleep. It's doing all kind of stuff. You don't have to, but yeah.
There's also a pretty solid chance that like, and I think that even now where we're like, you know, broader society is like pretty accepting. I mean, obviously there's homophobes and hateful people, but like people, especially young people, don't give a fuck what your sexuality is. But even in this world, we haven't really talked that much about the gradations of it, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, I guarantee you that there's at least 1,000 people in America who are a man and they're straight and they are attracted to women. They like to fuck women. are the generally the thing that turns them on, and they want to fuck Brad Pitt, and like they don't have anyone to talk to about that.
One guy,
and it's like maybe maybe your dick's bouncing around your pants just because you're a 14-year-old, and that's what it's like to be 14. You get boners all the time, or maybe you know. Maybe it just turns out that there's you're attracted to every woman and one guy. That wouldn't be that weird, really.
Right. And I think a lot of guys think that's not gay. Or they don't even think they think that's still straight. Well, we all want to fuck Brad Pitt.
But guess They do. Yes, I think you're right. But I mean, like, we all want to fuck Brad Pitt, right? I mean, every straight guy wants to fuck Brad Pitt, Ryan Gosling, and my brother. Everybody. And but I guess my thing is, like, I do think it's interesting that everyone's so obsessed with whether or not it's gay.
Yeah.
Like, gay is just a definition of a thing. If that word didn't exist, you would still want to fuck girls and Brad Pitt only. Like, who cares, right? I just think it's...
if that ever did happen, you see in the tabloids, like, Brad Pitt fucks random mechanic from Ohio, he takes him to a premiere.
Dude, he'd be the...
what are the odds, dude?
Dude, I mean, look, you know, I saw him on the street. I told him I loved him in Seven and Fight Club. And he was like, what are you packing? That's what he said. He said, what are you packing? And he said it just like that in that accent. And, yeah, man, then he fucked me right in my ass. And I liked it, man. I've been telling my wife, I never cheat on you unless it's Brad Pitt.
Honey, how was work, babe?
You're not going to fucking believe this. I was on the line, right? I was working the line like I always do. And Jimbo, he's over on the lathe, and he's like, is that Brad Pitt? I'm like, holy fucking hell, dude.
It's my hall pass, dog. That's dude. My... I'm about to take my lunch break, dude.
And then at the end of all that, he's like, am I gay?
Dude, it was just this morning, I prayed over my Chick-fil-A to make it good for me and that I could fuck Brad Pitt.
Holy shit, yeah.
Won't he do it? Won't he do it, dude?
Yeah, that kid, that straight kid with the lisp who has a boyfriend who works at Chick-fil-A. he gave me that sandwich, and I prayed over it. I prayed to meet Brad Pitt and use my hall pass, and the Lord shined his light down on me that day, I'll tell you. And anyway, and yeah, my wife says it's cool. I just can't never do it again. And I was like, I doubt he'll give me a chance, but I mean, I guess we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But I do
it's so
think
funny it's the term.
No, go ahead.
Like,
sorry.
Hall pass is like, so marriage is class, right?
And sure.
Cheating is taking a shit. Like what is the metaphor?
No, for? Cheating is like you're walking around the halls and you're not allowed to.
Right.
So I guess in this metaphor, yeah, going to the bathroom is cheating.
Right.
Is fucking someone else. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you're right. You're right. Sorry, I shouldn't have corrected you at all. Taking a shit is cheating, but if you have a hall pass, it's okay that you right. cheat it. Yeah, you're right.
Wow, that's probably a bad metaphor, you know.
That's interesting too, because I guess like then I think it's that if going to the bathroom is cheating, then taking a shit is sex. So then in this metaphor,
you're shitting
having
in class too.
Having sex with your wife is taking a dump in class.
But it's also, you don't have to cheat. You have to shit. You do have to shit.
Right. And we all know that you have to shit in class. You have to. It's expected of you, especially as a man. hall pass is so funny. The idea of that just in general. That's another thing. Like Why isn't that an open marriage or polyamory or non-monogamy or something?
I'm just, sure there's some guy that just every time he leaves the house, he goes, "Hey, babe, can I cheat?" And she's like, "No,
no." What if it's Brad Pitt? What if it's Brad Pitt? And she's like, "Okay, I guess that's fine."
Sure. And he's like, "Oh shit!
Hell yeah, dude! I'm gonna go find him, dude. I'm sick of shitting in class. Fuck." And oh man, I'll fuck any dude as long as I don't have to take a dump on my desk again. Fuck. Man.
Oh boy.
I'm like really getting a kick out of these labels. I hadn't really thought about it till now, just how silly it is to be like, "But I'm not gay." Like as if it, cuz it doesn't change right. The actual way you feel or the thing you do. I just love right. The idea, like, there's a frog out there who's like, like, every now and then, I am capable of swimming in water, and sometimes I swim in water, but I'm not an amphibian, okay? I'm not. I only get in the water every now and then. So I'm not an amphibian, okay?
It's like, what does that change?
Yeah,
like, I love when people will be like, they're anti-slut shaming, and they'll be like, it's okay to be a slut, and I have sex with tons of people. But I'm not one. And it's like, well, who cares if it's fine?
Well, what are we talking about?
And you're doing it.
Also, what's a slut then?
If it's something, it means something.
I think it's just what you're doing, but you say it in a mean way. And I think what you're saying is don't be mean, which I agree with.
Right.
I think don't be mean is a pretty good rule.
Yeah, I go city to city performing in clubs. I'm not a comedian. Don't fucking call me a comedian. It's like, well, it's fine.
I also think everything around slut specifically is funny because it's like people are like, "I'm not a slut. I just fuck a lot." And other people are like, "I'm a fucking slut." And it's like, I think you should all shut up. That's what I think. have as little or as much sex as you would like.
Right. It's fine. Just, I don't know. Words do mean things. People want to, you know, "I'm not an asshole. I just tell people, I just call people on their shit."
Well, that's what people say. That's 100% what they say. They say, "I just tell it like it is."
Yeah, it's like, that's what assholes do. How it is sucks.
You just told that 95-year-old woman that she's ugly. You're an asshole.
You know me.
That's just what it is, though. That's just who I am. I walk into an auto zone and I tell people that they're fat. That's what I do. That's who I am. Okay, dude. That's the same guy who fucked Brad Pitt because he was his all pass, by the way. should we talk about Oprah Winfrey, buddy?
Dude, hell yeah, man.
We took a long time to get to the Oprah chunk.
Right, dude. Oprah.
By the way, Billionaires Are Good. Our website is billionairesaregood.com, at Billionaires Are Good on Instagram, Billionaires Pod on X, and we have a Discord. A link with a forever invite is on our website.
Also,
we have a Patreon. There's a link on there. You know, jump in here. Help us rename shit. We rename something at the end of every episode that tends to be related to that week's billionaire, and the billionaire this week is fucking Oprah, dude. Oprah Winfrey.
The only person who has a magazine that has their name on it, and they're on every cover. That is truly
Oh my God, is
bananas.
She?
She's on the cover every month of Oprah magazine. It's her.
Fucking, dude, let's
guess
make...
what?
Wow.
D magazine?
D magazine. Because it's called O Magazine.
Right, right. D.
D Magazine. And it's just me with my dick out. And I'm like, Dave's got a dick every month. Check out Dave's dick. Oprah is the 1,171st richest person in the world as of February 7th.
Numbers up. Get those numbers up, O.
$3.0 billion, dude.
Wow.
Her major possession is Harpo Inc. That's the name of her media company. And you know why it's called Harpo?
Oprah backwards.
Oprah backwards. That's right.
Dude, I used to watch the hell out of Oprah when I was a kid. I liked it. I liked that show.
That style of talk show was like specific to the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, I think. It was like her, Sally Jesse Raphael, Montel Williams, Ricky Lake,
Montel.
Donahue, dude. And you just like there's like a panel on stage and a studio audience that has questions, and they have like people to discuss an issue, but it's really just very informal. It's not like they're actually experts. It's just like they might have one expert and then three regular people who have experienced whatever they're talking about. Like one time I saw they had Gwar on, and like maybe it was Oprah, maybe it was Ricky Lake, I don't remember which one, but Gwar and a kid who loved Gwar and his mom, who was like upset that he loved Gwar, and then the people in the crowd would be like, how can you do this to your mother? It was it was so insane, this style of show. But then they had to stop doing this type of show because Jerry Springer came in and turned it into like a nonstop fist fight every fucking
right.
Oh, and this format of show just disappeared after that. And now
I hated it because it was fun to stay home from school, and like I loved when the guest would be like, "All right, we got a mom with a bad kid.
Yeah.
Guests, we're gonna beat the kid's ass. Hell yeah."
Totally. Hell, and it was oh my God, the 90s were crazy like that. They would bring on like a 14-year-old kid, and the kid like smokes weed sometimes and would like, you know, spray shaving cream on cars, and it says like my ass or whatever, and then like the mother's crying on TV, and she's like, can't believe he just won't stop, he keeps getting B minuses, and then some lady in the crowd stands up and is like, you hate your mother, admit it. And he's like, I don't. I'm just having a good time. I don't know.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh man. Yeah.
I used to watch those.
I wish they were still going, man. That's fun.
It was a fun time. Stuff. Yeah. And then it's funny that became, now she owns the OWN network, Oprah Winfrey Network, and O Magazine. And you're right, she's on the cover every time.
Every cover, dude.
Fucking hell, man.
But Trump doesn't even have a magazine where he's on the cover every month. You know what I mean?
T-Monthly. Here I am.
10 tips to live long.
Yeah, totally. What's a period? Why do they have it? Where did it come from? What's a period?
It's all question.
What's a bank? What is it?
What's going on? Like, he'll tweet that. What the hell is going on?
Where's Georgia? Where is it? Somebody tell me where it is. We don't know. No one knows. No one ever knows. Oh, fucking hell. Do you want to know some of the shit that Oprah owns?
Dude, I gotta know.
Hers are like, there's nothing really too unexpected or crazy in here, but it is like impressive. She's a homes person. She has a lot of homes. She has a $20 million mansion in Montecito, California. She has an $85 million massive estate with like guest houses and like, you know, old servants' quarters or something like that. And just like lawns and all this shit. It's an $85 million mansion in Santa Barbara.
Jeez.
She has an oceanfront estate in Maui valued at $70 million. She has an Orca Island retreat, which I guess is in Washington State. And it's crazy. It's like this like beautiful like series of massive cabins in the woods on this island off of Washington State. And she has an $8 million apartment in her home city of Chicago. How wild is that, dude?
I wonder what's really the difference between your $8 million apartment and your $40 million house and your like, how different is the mood?
Right. Know? Wouldn't you want to feel at home in one of your homes? Like, I'll bet you that she lives in the Santa Barbara one most of the time, apparently. Mm-hmm. I'll bet you in that $85 million mansion that's like square mile after square mile of land and space and home, there's one room that she sits in 95% of the time.
Oh, yeah.
And in that room, there's like a bunch of little teacups that are hers that she likes. And like her TV, you know, like, and in the fridge, there's like Diet Coke and she likes that. And there's Pringles in the cupboard or something. It's like, relax, man. What the fuck?
I bet she's sitting in her on her favorite couch, you know, of her thousands of couches.
Totally.
She's still got a favorite. And she's like, Stedman, you want to watch Severance? There's a new Severance out.
Okay, babe.
Is that her husband's name, Stedman?
Who I saw her guy, whatever.
Sure.
Same guy. I don't know if they're... I think she's like against
marriage. But, oh, that's cool.
She's been with Stedman's dumbass for 50 years, you know?
Stedman, dude. Oh, man, did you see Fox News dunking on Doug recently?
Oh, shit. Who are you talking about, Dave?
I'm talking about Doug, dude. I'm talking about Doug, dude. I think you know who I'm fucking talking about. Doug Facts. It was like, what's his name? Waters World? Is that his name?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That
Waddle?
Guy.
James Waddle? What's his fucking name?
Jesse Waters.
Waters World. What a dumbass. Did you know, I was getting so mad at him, I looked it up. This is a real thing about him. Did you know that he can fit in any backpack in the world? It's true. even a kid's backpack. It's true. Yeah. So he was like, showed a photo of Kamala and Doug at the grocery store. And Jesse Waters was like, what kind of man goes grocery shopping with his wife? And it's like, everyone? Like, what are we talking about, dude? I don't even understand. Like, I think that the implication is like, you're a cuck bitch or something if you... Like, but it's not even like a thing that misogynist assholes even
Never
say.
Never heard that one.
Yeah, dude. Doug.
She's going to get some heavy shit, and I'm going to help her carry the heavy shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's like a dumbass married to a famous hot lady. What the fuck do you think he's going to do? I can't believe she's there. Honestly. What the fuck is she doing there in public with Doug? He doesn't deserve that. He didn't earn that.
I wonder when they go, they went to a Lakers game this week, you know, and I wonder if like they're playing the national anthem and he's like, oh, babe, this reminds me of that election. Remember that election?
Fuck. Dude, I know. I looked it up, dude. I was like, damn, what's Doug been up to? And this is a true thing. As of today, Friday, February 7th, Doug has not spoken in 4 weeks. Doug Facts. It's true. He hasn't spoken in 4 weeks. We're going to keep checking in on Doug every few months, making sure he's okay.
Doug. This is true. Doug was the first person to reserve his popcorn bucket for the new Captain America movie.
Doug Facts. He's actually quoted as saying, I want the popcorn bucket, but as far as my wife knows, I'm not going to have sex with it. Doug Facts. And then he winked. Pretty weird. Pretty weird behavior. Oh, dude. Oh, you know what fucking time it is now?
What's it called?
So
we are renaming Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah, and the game is: what would Oprah Winfrey be called if she were 11 years old?
We gotta know, dude.
Follow us at Billionaires Pod if you want to play the game and read other people's answers. We pick a top 10. First of all, it's subjective, so we're just two morons doing best here.
We're dumb.
We might be wrong in your opinion about what the top 10 is, and I accept that. So if you want to, you know, cast your vote in contrast to ours at Billionaires Pod on X, or jump into our Discord. Anyway, this is our top 10 for the week. Coming in at number 10, Demurest on Discord with Little Miss Rehab.
Oh, by the way, it's if Oprah was 11.
Yeah.
Oprah was 11 years
old. Yeah, yeah, totally. Wait, did she go to rehab?
I think it's just that's the kind of show, you know?
Ah, yes. Ah, yes. I see.
Or that she would be in rehab herself if she was 11.
Right.
Oh, we got a Kickassatron on Discord said Skibbity Oprahs.
Yeah, that's fun. Carl's Tune on Discord with Fortnite.
Good name.
I like that. Yeah, totally.
Larry Bellello on Discord said, no cap, Gail's bestie.
I love that. At Winslow Dumain on Twitter with Hopra Carefree. Hell yeah, dude.
That's sweet.
It's Carl's funny. Dude on Discord it's nice.
Said, Chapel Ropra.
I like that. Crete on Discord with Dope Bruh Yas Queen.
Good name. Yeah,
that one really got me, dude.
GB Carlin on Twitter said, Preteen McDream Queen.
Hell yeah, dude. Crete on Discord yet again, coming in second place. McKenna Hermione, Kaylee Yennefer Winfrey, or whatever the fuck people were naming kids 11 years ago.
Lots of the E-I-G-H. People love those letters.
Yeah.
And our Ricky Shit of the Week from Satchmo Steve on Discord, Tikpra Top Free.
Yeah, that's fun.
Talk Free.
That's really Tikpra great. Talk Free. That's great. Thank you all so much. Always so fucking funny. We are signing off now here at Billionaires Are Good. But
the Friendship Heroes Beard Up.
Oh, it's still there.
The Friendship Heroes Beard Update.
One day soon, we're going to have a big fucking Ben Shapiro's beard update.
We're going to have to do an emergency
podcast. Yeah, totally. We're going to have to interrupt CNN. I'll figure out how we make that happen, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Man, keep on laying down, everybody. We love you so much.
Yeah.
We will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Face down.
Ass up.
Billionaires are good.